His Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's weekend forecast calls for a hazy, scattered day today with late showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. Showers and a thunderstorm then clearing tonight, lower 60s on Saturday. Partly sunny, less humid, a beautiful day, mid-80s. Sunday, sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s. And then on Monday, partly sunny and more humid, lower 90s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Well, last night there was a town meeting in Salisbury at the Congregational Church, and that town meeting voted in favor of giving access to the proposed affordable housing right-of-way. At last night's meeting at the Congregational Church, that vote was taken to give access to the property by using a short section of less than one-half the width of a 66-foot-wide retired railroad corridor. The approval was given by a vote of 291 yes and 50 no. The required distance is less than 150 feet from the end of pavement on Railroad Street, 400 feet from the intersection of Fowler Street. The vote was necessary because the access is on town property and it required a town meeting for approval. Now the plant could move forward further into the planning stages. Out of Great Barrington, an 86-year-old man pleaded guilty yesterday to setting ablaze at the site of his former Wonderful Things yarn store in South County last summer. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and fined $5,000. Harry Sandor Jr. admitted in Berkshire Superior Court to charges he set fire to 232 Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington on July 7, 2021. He set the blaze, according to his Assistant District Attorney Joseph Yolando, while a sale was pending to a buyer who planned to tear down the structure. A $750,000 insurance claim was filed for the fire. Orlando also said signed by his wife, but the prosecutor said there's no evidence that his wife of 62 years knew what her husband had done, believing he had gone to the library the day of the fire. Sano and his wife used to own the yellow three-story structure, once home to the eclectic retail store for fiber and yarn, with several housing units upstairs. In court on Thursday, the judge said he wrestled with the case, having trouble squaring how, quote, someone who has navigated life so well, end quote, and had been so successful, made the decision to set the fire. Quoting here, you've lived an exemplary life up until this point in time, end quote. The judge went on to sentence Yano to 2 years probation, waiving travel restrictions and probation fees, and ordered him to pay a $5,000 fine. The judge said his actions could have caused a tremendous tragedy or injury. He felt that Sano understood the consequences of the crime. Quoting here, we all learn from our mistakes, the judge said. However, it's better to learn from the mistakes of others, end quote. Sandersfield's former road boss paid $50,000 in fines to resolve a slew of ethics violations. The former road superintendent agreed to pay that during his tenure. They included using his own construction company to do work for the town more than 90 times. Robert O'Brien admitted to violations of conflict of interest law, according to the State Ethics Commission, which announced the agreement and civil penalty. With O'Brien's payment of the civil penalty, the commission dismissed its case against him. After 3 years of road chief, the town fired him in October of 2018 over allegations at the time that he was using his position for personal gain. That included working private jobs around the clock for the town, billing the town for asphalt, and for allegedly stealing town fuel and falsifying timesheets. The town never pressed criminal charges, according to the police chief, telling the select board at the time he considered the matter criminal, however, and that, quote, stealing is stealing, whether it's time or asphalt, end quote. Another busy weekend coming up here in our tri-state region. The Legion Post of Millerton has an event coming up tomorrow. They have hamburgers, hot dogs, and macaroni salad for sale beginning at 1 p.m. You can also come play horseshoes and cornhole, and there'll be beer and soda also available. Now, meanwhile, on Saturday, it's Celebrate Cornwall Day. You can walk the Trinity Trail, start at the trailhead from 9 to 10, led by Barton Jones, Cornwall Conservation Trust President, trailhead and parking lot located just past the Retreat Center on Lower River Road, followed by an art show from 10:30 lasting all day at Cornwall Artists at the CCT office, 7 Railroad Square in West Cornwall. It's back. It's a milestone day, new beginnings, and showing off the growing business community, a day for residents and visitors to shop, eat, listen, and experience, and linger in Cornwall. A selection of some of the activities, Three Guys Ski and Ride have Fix It on the Fly bike workshops. The Cornwall Conservation Trust has Walk the Trinity Trail from 9 to 10. Cornwall Co-op Market. Welcome new baker Tamara of Maiden Cakes and enjoy Ridgeway Farms Midsummer Bounty. The Cornwall Garden Club has a self-guided vegetable garden stroll from 4 to 5:30. Cornwall Inn has a free sample of homemade granola from 11 to 3. The Cornwall Package Store has wine tasting. Covered Bridge Electric Bikes has free one-hour bike rentals at Ian Ingersoll. Open house from 4 to 6 with refreshments and artwork from Don Bracken and Swede Ostrom. Iron Bank has lemonade and lawn games. Jane Harrell Pottery, 10% off items. Northeast Building Supply has a tent sale. Sally Van Doren Studio has an artist talk. Susie's Bakery, inviting you to try their savory focaccia and milk chocolate cookies. The local, The Union Art Sale, with artists on hand to talk about their work. The Wish House has a 25-year anniversary sale and a sample of the dumplings of Vicky Zhang. Emily Ward's Artist Reception from 3 to 6 and music by the Ballyhack Schoolboys from 3:30 to 5:30. And the West Cornwall Farmers Market, Clover Hill Alpacas offering spinning, knitting, and needle felting demonstrations 10 to 11, a book celebration of the memory of all that love a story about Alzheimer's, best-selling story by author Mary McCracken. Meet Leon Baudelaire and creator of Coffee, Tea, Etc., Leon's Band. And coming up on Saturday, it's the 15th annual traditional New England clam bake to benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund at Satry Hill from 2 to 8 p.m. If there are tickets available, you can check the janelloydfund.org for the clam bake. They're $70, but you don't have to pay the $70 if there's no tickets. You can also just go. Hamburgers and hot dogs and grilled chicken are available for purchase at the event. The Music Circle with George Potts and friends will be there. It's a rain or shine event. Be sure, if you are going to the clam bake, to bring your ticket confirmation with you to the clam bake. And the Bushnell Sage Library on Main Street in Sheffield will wrap up an art display entitled The Painting Sisters. It runs through July 31st. You can view the exhibit on Saturday and Sunday. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, a regular menu, and nightly specials for dinner as well. Interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 32,529.63, the NASDAQ at 12,162.59, and the S&P 500 at 4,072.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.